Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. How much U.S. export sales are dependent on purchases by China? Gary Crawford has more on the story.
It took a year of on-and-off negotiations to get the so-called Phase 1 trade agreement with China, and when it was signed back in January 2020, then-Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue told reporters,
I believe it will be a real bonanza for America's farmers, ranchers, and producers.
So how has it turned out? Well, first, let's look at overall U.S. agricultural exports to all nations. We have complete numbers now for the first 7 months of the fiscal year, October through April, and during that time,
agricultural exports were $107 billion. Compared to $84.7 billion the same time last year for an increase of 26%.
That's economist Bart Kenner. He tracks trade for the USDA, so we've racked up $107 billion worth of ag product export sales to all customers. The question for you, Bart, now is how much of that 107 is from purchases by China?
And the answer to that is $24.3 billion.
So China accounts for
23% of total agricultural exports.
China, then, by far the biggest single customer for U.S. ag products. And what's the biggest single product China is buying?
Soybeans.
Soybeans. Bart Kenner says China's soybean purchases are up 215% from a year ago at $13.5 billion.
So more than half of the exports to China are in soybeans.
Next on the list, corn. China has taken $2.3 billion worth of U.S. corn, up from almost nothing in 2020. But if you want to be specific and precise, corn exports to China are up from last year by
810,000%.
Okay, and China is buying more of just about every ag commodity. For example,
wheat products, more than 1,000% increase over this time last year.
And looking over at the livestock side of the ledger,
beef and veal up 840% over this time last year. Poultry products are up over 200%.
Just about the only U.S. product China is buying less of is pork.
Pork is down 30% as they recover from African swine fever.
But again, China continues to buy U.S. products, and as we heard, we are depending on China for about 23% of our export sales business. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he is, of course, pleased with the purchases, but also realizes that
because of the complex nature of the Chinese-U.S. relationship, things can happen that might affect those purchases.
So Vilsack says it's in our best interest
to continue to look for other market opportunities.
Africa, Asia, the EU, UK, all very promising. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.